SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Penry Buckley. Activists say China's promise of a panda swap with Adelaide Zoo is meant to distract Australia from the Chinese government's human rights abuses. Chinese Premier Li Qiang has made the first visit by a Chinese Premier to Australia in 7 years. During his visit, he has promised Adelaide Zoo 2 new pandas to replace an existing Chinese pair, Wang Wang and Fu Ni, in November. China has a long history of giving or loaning giant pandas to countries it wants to send a message to. But some protesters say they have concerns that China's human rights abuses will be overlooked during Premier Li's visit. Federal opposition leader Peter Dutton has moved ahead of Prime Minister Anthony Albanese for the first time in a major poll. The Resolve poll, published in the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age newspapers, has Mr. Dutton on 36% as voters' preferred Prime Minister, and Mr. Albanese on 35%. Support for the federal coalition is at 36%, whilst support for Labour has fallen from 29% to 28%, and support for the Greens has risen from 12% to 14%. Australia has supported the final statement of a Ukraine peace summit in Switzerland. It's one of 80 countries out of 93 to have signed the document, which calls for the return of children taken unlawfully from Ukraine and unlawfully imprisoned civilians. It also calls for the safe use of nuclear power and preserving the safety of shipping lanes. Many countries have called for Russia, who started the war in Ukraine with its invasion of the country in February 2022, to be involved in the process. But Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte says Russia must follow international law first.
We need Russia to participate. But the strong message of today is that peace is only possible if Russia abides by the basic rules and values which apply to all of us. Let us not forget, this is why we together founded the United Nations in 1945.
The Israeli Defense Force says it will begin daily pauses in parts of southern Gaza to allow more aid to enter the region. But it says fighting in the city of Rafah will continue. The military announced it will pause operations each day between 5 a.m. and 4 p.m. local time until further notice. International aid organizations and the United Nations have been warning of a growing disaster in the Gaza Strip. The International Court of Justice ordered Israel in January to ensure aid and essential services could reach civilians. Muslims around the world are marking Eid al-Adha, or the Feast of Sacrifice, as the annual Hajj pilgrimage comes to an end. This year, close to 2 million people have made the holy journey. This man from Sydney says it's a very significant day for his community.
This is the day of sacrifice. It commemorates the willingness of Abraham, the prophet, peace be upon him, to sacrifice his son in obedience to Allah's commandment. So that was a lesson for Ibrahim, to put Allah first, to put God first in his life. And this is a message for us as well, to put members of our community before ourselves, to give up selfishness, to dig deep, to sacrifice some of our time and some of our wealth.
In football, England and the Netherlands have started their Euro 2024 campaigns with victories on day 3 of the competition. Jude Bellingham's goal in the 13th minute gave England a 1-0 win in their Group C game against Serbia. In the other Group C opener, Slovenia drew 1-1 with Denmark. And in Group D, the Netherlands overcame an early goal from Poland to come from behind and win 2-1. I'm Penry Buckley, and that was SBS News in Easy English.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.